正在要来。
This hymn tells us that our King is coming.
当我们的王来到我们的心中的时候，
and when the King enters our heart,
一切都会改变。
And everything will be changed.
我们人从小的时候就很多的理想。
And when we are little, we have many.
很多 ideal.
A lot of ideals.
我们觉得这个世界是很美好的。
We think that this world is very pleasant.
但是当你越来越长大，觉得这个世界很现实。
And when you grow older, you realize that this world is
unpractical.
It's very practical.
这个世界也很冷漠。
And it's also very, very cold.
然后不是很多人真正关心你。
And that not a lot of people care about you.
如果在这个社会上很关心你的，很可能是要为了赚你的钱。
And for those who perhaps care about you, maybe they are more interested in your money.
或者是呢，你有利用，有被利用的价值。
Or perhaps you are of some value to that person.
也可能是因为你长得好看，或是有特别的才能，别人才会想要跟你接触。
Perhaps it's because you're good looking or you have other characteristics about yourself.
但是这些条件有一天都可能会失去。
But all of these will fade one day.
如果在你生病的时候，还有人会关注你吗？
When you are sick, will there be people to care for you?
在你失败的时候，还有人会想要亲近你吗？
And when you have failed, will there be people that will draw closer to you?
当你贫穷的时候，还有人想要跟你结交朋友吗？
And when you are poor, will there be those that call you friend?
但是呢，我们的主就不一样。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is different.
他是我们的王。
He is our King.
他想要接近我们，不是因为我们有什么好的条件。
He wants to draw near to us, not because we are of any good.
而是因为他很爱我们。
But because he loves us,
他想进到我们的心里面做王。
He wants to enter into our heart and be our king.
改变我们心中里面的一切的不好的状况。
And he wants to change all that is bad within us.
所以我们要常常让主进到我们的心里面。
So we must constantly seek allowing this king to come into our heart.
让他在我们里面做王。
And we want to ask him to come into our heart to become our king.
昨天的早祷会，我们讲到摩西，他被从水里面拉上来。
Yesterday during morning encouragement, we talked about Moses being drawn out of the water.
今天呢，我们来讲摩西他长大了。
And now we will talk about the growth of Moses.
我们看出埃及记的第二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
第十一节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 11.
出埃及记二章的十一节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 11.
后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里。看他们的重担，读到这里。
Verse 11, Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens.
这里特别记载，后来摩西长大了。
Here specifically mentions when Moses was grown.
这个后来就是两个字，但是呢，其实已经经过了四十年。
Now, even though this is such a small phrase, but in reality, 40 years had passed.
一个人总是要长大的。
A person is under the necessity to grow.
无论你想还不想，你都要长大。
Regardless of whether or not you want to, you ought to grow.
有一些人长得比较快。
Some grow faster.
像我十二岁的时候就长得跟现在一样。
For example, I reached about my height when I was 12.
不单只是 height, 这个 look 也是一样。
Oh, and my looks also as well.
所以十二岁的时候就被人说，哎呀，先生。
And when I was 12, many people called me sir.
然后在教会里面，我这十二岁的时候就有一些阿姨来跟我讲。
And when I was 12, there were a couple of aunties at church that would tell me.
他们是当婚介的。
And they were marriage coordinators.
他们跟我讲话。
And they would speak to me.
很想了解我。
And they want to understand me.
我就想说，为什么了解我呢？
And I wondered to myself, why are they so interested in me?
我说我在读书而已。
I'm only just learning and studying.
我说读书没关系，大学了吗？
And I said, no problem, are you learning? That means you're in college.
还没大学，快了，快了。
And I told them, I'm not even in college yet.
那什么，中学了吗？高中啊？
Are you in middle school? Are you in high school?
还没有。
I'm not even there yet.
小学快毕业了。
I just recently graduated elementary school.
再等我15年吧。
Please wait for me another 15 years.
所以有一些人长大的比较快。
Some people grow faster.
那个至少那个样子。
In terms of their physical appearance.
有一些人呢，就长大的比较慢。
And some grow slower.
一般来说，姐妹长大的比较快，思想比较成熟。
And it's usual that the sisters will grow mature faster.
不单只是身体，神创造姐妹就是身体也是长得比较快，比较早熟，思想也是比较早熟。
And perhaps it's part of God's creation that the sisters will mature faster and also they will grow faster.
像 有些姐妹啊，她们十岁、十一岁就站很高了，弟兄还是像小朋友这样。
For example, sisters will reach in their adolescence around the age of 9 to 10.
啊，思想也是一样，女生比较早熟。
And also in their thoughts, they will mature earlier as well.
那么男生呢，就只能，唉，就慢一点了哈。
When I see the brothers, I think, oh, perhaps they are slower.
啊，但是没有关系啊，摩西也是。40岁才长大。
But never fear, Moses, when he grew up, he was around 40.
这是40岁。
Around the age of 40.
所以弟兄会慢一点，那没有关系，你还有潜力，你有 potential.
So brothers, it's okay if you're slower, but you will have potential.
那这说摩西呢，后来长大了。
So now that Moses has grown.
那什么叫做长大呢？
So what does it mean to be grown?
长大有几种的。方面可以来再谈一谈。
There are different aspects to describe being grown.
一种就是身体上的长大。
One is the physical maturity of your body.
就是无论你想跟不想，你的身体就会按着你的年岁啊，会有所增长。
So regardless of what you desire, your body will grow in accordance to its age.
像你小时候就是一直在长高了。
For example, when you are young, you will continuously grow taller.
但是到这个年纪就不会有阿姨说，哎呀，上个月你很矮的，现在又长高了。如果有阿姨这样讲，大概是十年没有见你。
And it's quite rare for an auntie to come up to you now and say, oh, look, you've grown within the past month.
到现在应该不会有人跟你说，哎，你又长高了。
And usually most people will not tell you at this age that, oh, you've grown taller.
那中年人呢，像我们呢，就是长胖。
And for people around my age, we don't grow vertically, we grow horizontally.
那老年人呢，就长老。
And for those who are older, then they continue to grow older.
所以这是身体的 physical age.
And this is just purely off of your physical age.
这个是没有的改变的，就是按你身份证上面写多少，你就大概就是这个样子。
And whatever is officially recorded on a document of what your age is, then your body will adhere to that.
另外一种，这个成熟、成长、长大的就是心智上的成长。
And another type of growth or maturity is that of the heart.
就是你心智有没有很成熟。
And does you, it sees if your heart is mature.
会不会做一些决定。
And whether or not you can make wise decisions.
会不会为自己人生啊，将来啊，打算。
And will you plan for your future?
现在姐妹们比较早熟这方面，二十几岁，或是有些十六七岁都知道将来要做什么了。
Perhaps sisters are more mature in this category.
那弟兄有一些二十几岁还在每天在打电动啊。
There are some brothers,
在网络上追求成就。
And there are some brothers who at the early ages of 20 are still playing video games.
当然我们刚刚说过嘛，要给弟兄多一点时间嘛，不要骂他们嘛。
Yes, let's please have patience with the brothers.
那种心智上的那种长大。
And that they may mature in their heart.
那第三种的长大呢，就是属灵上的长大。
And last but not least is spiritual maturity.
就是你看得清楚自己的信仰的重要。
And that you can see the importance of your faith.
看得清楚啊，神要在你身上有什么旨意。
And what is the will of God for you?
那摩西这个时候的长大呢，他已经四十岁了。
Now when Moses was grown, he is around the age of 40.
以前的人呢，可以活比较久，所以四十岁大概就等于现在二十几岁。
So in the past, people lived a lot longer. So 40 around his time is equivalent to about 20 around.
至少摩西四十岁的时候还没结婚嘛。
So even at the age of 40, Moses was not even married.
还算一个年轻人。
He was still considered young.
所以他身体已经长大。
So he was physically grown.
但是呢，他在这个四十岁的时候呢，他突然间想要出去。
But now that he has grown, he decided that he wanted to go out to take a look.
那为什么我们来想一想呢？为什么他想要出去？
So let's ask ourselves, why did he want to go out?
这个是很重要的一点啊。
And this is a very important point.
什么叫长大呢？
What does it mean to be grown?
就是在你本来这个很舒服的环境里面，大概有一天呢，你突然想到说，我不想要继续，就是在这个环境里面一辈子。
And perhaps sometimes we get very comfortable in our own little bubble, and one day we will decide to reach past this bubble.
我想要出去看看这个世界。
Then you tell yourself, I want to go out and explore the world.
然后从看到这个世界里面呢，外面呢，再从里面来思考一下里面要做出什么的改变。
And based on the experiences that I have on the outside, I bring it back in and reflect on the inside.
所以要成熟的一个过程，第一就是首先你要想要去看看外面的世界。
And the first step of growing is that you need to want to go out to see.
那到底他想要看什么东西？
So what exactly did he want to see?
这里说他要看看他弟兄的重担。
Here it says that he wanted to look out at the burden of his brethren.
这句话值得我们思考。
And this is a phrase we ought to ponder upon.
我们都知道摩西他成长的背景，他是很舒服的，在埃及的王宫里面当王子。
We know that Moses grew up in the palace of Egypt.
对他来说，吃是最好的，穿就是最好的，补习班也是上最好的。
And everything he had was the best, including his food, his attire, and his education.
他已经有一个已经别人帮他设计好的人生的这个路径，以后要往当王子、当贵族，甚至有可能当法老王这个方面去走。
And someone had already planned accordingly his steps, so that perhaps one day he may rise to the ranks and maybe become pharaoh.
就是他已经有一个他的命运了，就是往这样子的。
And he has already have a plan set out for his life.
但是为什么40岁的时候他突然间有一个转变呢？
So why at the age of 40 did he have a switch in his mind?
因为啊，他妈妈小时候给他一个观念。
Because at a young age, his mother gave him a concept.
我们知道他妈妈就是帮他替法老的女儿替他长大，给他吃奶，带到差不多十几岁可能再出来。
And we know that Moses' mother was actually helping Pharaoh's daughter nurse Moses.
所以在这十几年当中啊。这个妈妈可能给摩西一个观念。
Within these 10 years, Moses' mother gave him a concept.
就是你是希伯来人。
And she instilled in him that says, you are an Israelite.
你跟别人是不一样的。
You are different from people.
你以后会进到埃及王宫里面。
Soon you will enter into the courts of the Pharaoh.
但是你跟他们不，你不属于他们。
But you have no correlation with them.
你是属于神的。
You are of God.
你的弟兄们在我们这里。
And your brethren are here outside.
小时候听就是听啊，但是不会听进去的。
Now, when he was young, perhaps he simply listened, but might not have comprehended it.
也不知道他在讲什么，也不晓得妈妈在讲什么。
Perhaps he didn't understand what his mother was saying.
但是当摩西四十岁的时候呢，他突然间心中有这个可想，有个渴慕。
Now, when Moses grew to the age of 40, perhaps he had a change of heart in revelation.
他很想知道自己从哪里来。
He wanted to know where he came from.
那我的百姓到底生活是一个什么的情况？
And now, what do my brethren live in?
因为这种好奇心呢，他就出去了。
Because of his curiosity, he decided to go out.
所以摩西长大，他就出去。第一就是出去，第二就是要看。
So he decided to go out, and the first thing he did was to look.
所以我们找两个动词啊，出去还要看。
So you see two actions: to go out and to look.
今天我们属灵上要长大，心智上要长大，也是要这样子。
Now, when we want to grow in our faith and our spirituality, we also need to do the same thing.
首先呢，你愿不愿意出去呢？
Are you willing to go out?
当然有可能说，我今天哪需要出去？我电脑打开，我什么都看得到。我 Google Earth， 我不用了去哪里，我 Google Earth 就可以了。
Now, sometimes we feel like we can basically learn everything on the internet through Google.
其实不一样。
But it is a very different experience.
如果你的世界只是你的手机。
If your world revolves around your cell phone.
其实你蛮可怜的。
You are quite pitiable.
因为整天都是看手机、摸手机、玩手机。
Your entire existence is revolving around holding your cell phone.
我觉得现在的人科技越发达，人越可怜。以前还是可以用一台电脑看那么大的，现在只能够看那么小了。
And it seems like as the screens are getting even smaller and smaller these days.
以前看大电视。
In the past, you see a huge TV.
那现在呢？后来呢，就看那个 iPad。
And then after that, you progress to an iPad.
现在呢，只能够看电话。哇，五寸的你就觉得很大很大。哇，我的电话好大。
And now the next glamorous thing is that 5-inch screen right in front of you.
所有你的世界都是在里面。
And your world revolves around that piece of technology.
你是觉得哇，我现在什么资讯都有。
It seems like wow, I have everything in my hand.
没有错，你知道很多的 knowledge, 很多的知识。
It is true, you have a lot of knowledge.
但是你没有体验，没有 experience.
But you have no real life experience.
就好像你在网络上看南加州的样子，跟你亲自来。
And when you Google what Southern California is like versus actually being here, it's very different.
你可以告诉我说啊，我在网络上已经找了所有教会的资料，所有的统计的数目，所有地方好玩的那个一些形容。
You can say, oh, I did my research and I know the memberships of Southern LA churches and the points of interest and tourist spots.
但是你没有来过就是没有来过。
But if you've never been there, you've never been.
所以年轻人一定要多出去。
So youths, I encourage you to go out more.
感谢神啊，你们有机会这次来参加 IYF， 就是一种出去。
And thank God, all of you had the opportunity to come to IYF. This is an opportunity for you to go out.
要出去，要离开自己的 comfort zone， 离开自己的觉得舒服的一个环境。
And in order for you to leave, you need to leave your comfort zone.
我们每个人都有自己的 comfort zone。
We all have our own comfort zones.
这是你的床吗？有人说我不离开我的床我睡不着了。
And some say our comfort zone is our bed.
有人说我不能离开南加州的，不然我活不了的，我会死的。
Some LA people say, I can't leave LA or else I'm going to die.
我不能去那个国家，我不会讲英文啊。
I can't go to that country because I don't speak the language.
其实不是你不会讲，而是你不愿意讲而已。
It's not that you don't know how to speak the language, it's you're not willing to speak the language.
因为觉得不舒服。
Because you feel uncomfortable.
但是你要长大，一定要逼自己靠着主耶稣的力量出去离开自己觉得很舒服的环境。
And in your youth, you need to rely on the strength of God to go out and experience these things.
所以你一定要离到什么到一个某一个点哦，神有感动你，你要想去看，你就去看吧。
And if God motivates you to go somewhere, then go.
去旅游。
Go and have vacation.
去访问教会。
Go and visit the churches.
去参加教会的活动。
Go and attend church seminars.
去参加团契，认识你不认识的弟兄姐妹。
Go and attend fellowships and meet new brothers and sisters.
甚至学一些你没有学过的东西。
And learn some things that you perhaps have not known in the past.
要一直学习，不要说哎，我大学毕业了，我不用再学了。
And we cannot say that our learning ends simply after we get a degree.
所以你一定要出去。
We need to go out.
出去有可能是辛苦的。
And when we go out, perhaps it might be hard toiling.
但是愿意离开自己的舒服的环境啊，是你成长的第一个重要的关键。
But being able to leave your comfort zone is the very first step of growing up.
这个是需要一直来勉励自己。
This is something we ought to encourage one another.
有时候人越长大就越不敢出去。
And it's the older you get, the less likely you are willing to go out.
年轻人胆比较大，三十几岁胆就少一点了，四十几岁了就没胆了。
Perhaps in your 30s, you still have a little bit left in you, but when you're 40, you're basically stuck.
你要趁着靠着主耶稣，一直要学新东西。
And you need to rely on God in order to continuously learn new things.
好，那么但是摩西出去不是去做 cruise 啊，去旅游啊，或者是最舒服的行程。
Now when Moses went out, he did not go on a holiday or a cruise.
他是出去做什么呢？
What did he go out to do?
他是去看他们的重担。
He went out to look at their burdens.
为什么他会想看他们的重担？
Now, why does Moses want to go out and look at their burdens?
因为摩西啊，从小听妈妈说，我的弟兄啊，很辛苦，被法老王欺负。
And perhaps Moses' mother said that our brethren, we are toiling and suffering outside.
或者是他听过有关于他亲属的这些故事。
Or perhaps he heard of stories of the burdens that his brethren had to deal with.
但是他没有看过，没有看过他们到底过什么生活。
But he never got to experience it, and he never got to see it.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的第十一章第二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可与神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的享事。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater, richer than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
这里告诉我们用从另外一个角度来讲同一件事情。
So this is a different viewpoint of the same point.
那摩西在出去看的过程当中发生什么的事情呢？
So as Moses went out to see what happened,
看到说原来外面是那么辛苦的。
He saw the affliction that his brethren had to suffer.
他这个对他来说是一个 shock, 是一个震撼。
And this was a shock to him.
大家弟兄姐妹，你上一次被什么看到一些东西被震惊到的是什么东西？
Brothers and sisters, what was the last time that you saw something that shocked you?
现在我们的这个感官的刺激太多了，所以有时候什么东西都震不了我们。
Perhaps now we are so insensitive to the point that some things just don't shock us anymore.
因为看的这种电视啊、电影啊，都演得很快的，都是光度都很强的，哇，都是看那些东西好像被震惊。
And it seems that nowadays through media that we get our excitement through fast action thrillers.
其实我们现在我们的心呢，现在都很麻木，因为刺激接收太多了。
And I think we are insensitive because of all the additional things that we intake in our life.
其实如果你的心很安静的时候，
if your heart is quiet,
那你把自己去到一个新的环境，
and if you go into a new environment,
你突然就会被 shock, 被震惊，
then you will be shocked.
然后被震了之后呢，你的观念呢就会开始有改变。
And when you are shocked, then your mindset will change.
哇，摩西一出去看到他的同族人被欺负的那么惨。
When Moses stepped out and saw that his brethren were suffering.
哇，怎么会这样子？第一个问题就是 why， 为什么会这样子？
The first question he would ask is why.
同样是希伯来人，为什么他们那么苦？
And we are both Hebrews, so why are they suffering?
大家有没有想过你第一次去打工赚钱的那种感觉？
How many of you guys remember your very first experience of working?
大家在座的都已经上过班了。大部分呢
I believe most of everyone here is currently working.
没上班的时候看父母、啊、要什么都很随意、啊、都不会很感恩。
And when we are not working, then we simply make our requests known to our parents.
去外面上班了被人家骂了。
And once you are out in work, then perhaps you get scolded by your boss.
哇原来赚钱那么辛苦。
Now you realize how difficult it is to earn money.
对你父母说哎呀爸爸你很好。
And perhaps we can show more appreciation to our parents.
妈妈你太好了。
Father and mother, you are so great.
有时候你要出去外面，被外面的环境震撼一下。
So perhaps it is always a good thing to go out and to experience these things.
摩西一想，一开始只是想要去看看他的弟兄怎么样而已。
So Moses simply wanted to go out to see what was happening to his brethren.
结果马上就被一个场面震撼到了，就是他的同族人被打，被埃及人打得很惨。
And he was shocked because the next thing he saw was that he saw his fellow brothers getting beaten.
哇，所以啊。摩西就心中呢就起义了，就要做点什么了。
So Moses was enraged and he wanted to complete an action.
但后来他说他比较冲动，他用他的拳头要解决问题。
So now he wanted to resolve the issue with his own hand.
但是呢，他的心是对的，他的心是好的。
His heart was good.
那我们来讲讲这个问题，到底你今天你想出去看什么？
So now let's ask the next question. What exactly do you want to see outside today?
譬如说，我想问你们呢，你来南加州参加 IYF。想看什么？
So let me ask you, coming to IYF, what exactly do you want to see?
每个人想看的不一样啊。
And I think everyone has different things that they want to see.
有人说我没有去过迪士尼，我一定要去看一次。
Some say I want to go to Disney.
有人说我要去跟那个看那个好莱坞的那个牌子，跟他拍一张照。
And some of you guys want to take a picture with the Hollywood sign.
有人说希望在路上可以看到 Brad Pitt。
And some of us hope to see Brad Pitt roaming
有可能、啊、
the streets.
你在 LA、啊、看到谁都有可能。
It's a possibility.
你想看什么
？So what exactly do you want to see?
你会代表你的心里面追求什么
？And what you desire to see reflects on what your heart wants.
但是真正能够改变你思想的是看什么
？Now, in order for
真正能够改变你的思想的是让你看什么
？So what exactly should we see in order to change our mindset?
你看到。跟你有关联的人在受苦的时候，你的思想会改变。
When you see that your fellow brothers and sisters are suffering, then that will change your mindset.
再换句话来讲，其实你看到苦难会让你思想，会让你成熟。
When you see suffering, you will mature and you will grow.
没有人喜欢看别人在受苦。
No one wants to see other people suffering.
甚至我们有时候想避开那些受苦的那种景象。
And sometimes we would like to avoid situations that revolve around suffering.
比如说你来旅游，总是想要开开心心的嘛。
So now that some of us are on holiday, we hope that this is a very joyful experience.
旅游点就是把精心布置，让你看到，让你开心的。因为什么？因为你开心，你才会把荷包拿出来，信用卡拿出来，才会花钱。
And it's for this instance that when you're on holiday and you have good feelings and you're fun, and that is when you're willing to spend money.
所以旅游点是特别漂亮的。
So that is why places of entertainment are so beautiful.
风景特别美的。
And the view is very beautiful.
那现在有社交媒体，很多年轻人就拼命拍拍拍拍拍，哇，每一分钟都在 upload。
And now with constant social media, there's thousands of photos being uploaded every day.
很忙啊，我在旅游点看那些年轻人都很忙，然后一边 selfie， 然后一边 upload。
And many youths, they are very, very busy taking selfies and uploading them.
他们去到一个景点，花一秒钟看风景，然后马上拍。他不是看风景，他是看他的手机。
And some people will go to a tourist attraction, look at it for a second, take a picture, and start looking at it.
然后马上 upload.
And immediately they upload it.
然后马上看看有没有人给他 like。有了就好开心啊！哇，一百个 like。
And they will upload it to social media, and they'll start looking at the like count.
到底看了什么，他自己也不知道。
So I don't even know what exactly they're looking at.
那这个都是现代人的那种 我们这一代的年轻人的这种想法。
And this is the thought process of our generation.
如果你这样去旅游啊，看那些漂亮的东西啊，你去旅游100个国家，你的思想也不会改变。
And if you have this kind of mentality, regardless if you visit 100 different countries, your mindset will not change.
因为那是很表面的东西啊。
Because this is very superficial.
那个只是就是来好看的而已。
And this is simply just for the aesthetic pleasure of seeing
things. 真正让你能够成熟、能够改变的是你看到人生的真正的一个部分。
But in order for you to mature, you need to see the rawness of human nature.
什么叫人生真正一个部分？
And what is something of human nature?
不是美的部分。
It is not necessarily something beautiful.
而是苦难的部分。
But rather through suffering.
这些都是表面的。
This is all superficial.
再漂亮的城市也有很苦的人。
Even in such a beautiful city, there are people that are suffering.
那为什么他们会遇到那么多苦难？
Now, why are these people encounter suffering?
他们的苦难从哪里来？
And where do their sufferings come from?
那跟你有什么关系？
And what does it have to do with you?
我记得我第一次去跟那些教会的前辈们去访问老人院的时候。
And one time I went on a visitation trip to an elderly home.
哇，我就被 shock, 被震撼到。
And I was very shocked.
我觉得人真的会老的，有一天如果自己有机会有那么长命的话，有可能像他们这样。
And I thought to myself, oh, perhaps when I grow older, then I might be in these people's shoes.
哇，老的真的会很不方便。
And when you're old, there are a lot of inconveniences in your life.
那些老的人呢，他们都很孤独。
And when you are old, then you can be lonely.
那他们的家人比较少来看他们。
And perhaps their family members only visit them every so often.
那人生到最后就是这样子啊。
And this is the conclusion of their existence.
人生到生老病，后来就死了。
And once you grow old, then perhaps you grow sick.
因为我的工作的关系，也常常去医院访问病人。
And because of my occupation, it is quite often that I go to hospitals to visit
people. 那些地方也很震撼。
In hospitals, it's also full of suffering.
看你看到一个人全身都管子插着的时候。
And when you see tubes and needles being stuck on a body.
或者是你去访问去 hospice, 看到人的生命好像一朵花开到最后都凋谢了。
And perhaps when you go visit a hospice, you see that once a blooming flower is now starting to wilt.
那个东西呢，马上进到心里面最深的地方。
And these things reaches to the deepest parts of your heart.
那我为什么要活着？
And it makes you think about why am I living?
那我活着要追求什么？
And when I am living, what ought I pursuing?
你看到人生的苦难的一面的时候，其实你会成长。
Now, when you see the sufferings of people, you will mature.
你不会避开它。
You will not hide from them.
你要思考它。
You need to think and reflect on it.
摩西其实如果我就常常在想，摩西如果出去看的时候，看到一个埃及人跟那个希伯来人做好朋友，在喝咖啡聊得很好
Perhaps what happens if when Moses went out to sea that he saw the Egyptians and the Hebrews, they were sharing a cup of coffee.
那会发生什么事情呢？
Then perhaps what would have occurred?
摩西就会说，哎呀，外面你们也蛮好的，还比我在里面好，有自由啊。
Perhaps Moses would say, wow, my brethren are doing so great.
好，那继续啊，那我再继续回去王宫做王子。
All right, and you guys continue with your coffee and I'll go back to the palace.
他刚好一个希伯来人被打了这样，哇，全身都受伤了。
And it just so happened that he saw a Hebrew being beaten.
他里面的那种跟神的选民的那种连接就出来了。
And he finally made that connection between himself and being a Hebrew.
我是跟他们其实是一样的。
And that I am a fellow brethren.
我有责任。
I have a responsibility.
我们都是神的选民。
And that we are all God's chosen people.
我们今天遇到这种情况。
So today, when we encounter these situations,
我应该可以做什么？
What can I do?
不能站在旁边什么都不做啊。
We cannot stand by standing idly.
至少要拳头拿出来。
We need to stand forth.
可能摩西在这个有学武功啊。
Perhaps Moses learned some kind of martial art.
哇，几下就把埃及人打死。
And with a few quick strikes, he beat the Egyptian.
也是很厉害。你没有学过的话，你有几下把他打死是不可能。
And if you were not trained in the arts of fighting, then this is quite a difficult feat.
所以摩西他看到这些苦难，他的思想改变了。
And when Moses saw this suffering, his mindset really changed.
思想改变之后呢，这里说他的价值观就改变了。
And when his mindset changed, then his identity also changed.
二十五节
，verse 25。
刚希伯来书11:25说，他宁可与神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
In Hebrews 11:25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
这里说呢，他的价值观改变了。
And here you can see that his own identity has changed too.
他在王宫里面活了40年。
He had dwelled in the palace 40 years.
他看到很多最终之乐。
And he saw many things.
我不晓得他有没有享受过最终之乐。
And I wonder if he had seen
有没有享受过，有没有 enjoy 的。
Oh, did he enjoy these pleasures?
但是到这个时候呢，他看到外面的人在受苦的时候。
But now that he has seen the suffering outside.
他看到这个苦难跟神有关系的。
He saw that this suffering had a direct connection with God.
神的百姓暂时要受苦。
And that the people of God were suffering.
我要跟他们一起。
And that I want to be part of this suffering.
所以他的价值观就改变了。
And his own identity has changed.
受苦比最终之乐还重要。
That suffering was greater than the passing pleasures.
这个就是他的成长。
And this is his growth.
所以我们讲了几点了。第一，你要出去。
So reviewing on our points, first we need to go out.
第二，你要看。
Secondly, we need to see.
那不是只是看那个世界美的地方。
And we ought not to just look at the beautiful things in life.
那个是假的。
Some of these are vain.
你要看看到底人生的苦难在哪里。
You really need to look and see where are the sufferings of mankind.
老人院呢？
Perhaps the elderly home.
医院呢？
The hospital.
Hospice 啊，还有那个临终的那种地方啊。
Perhaps a hospice for long-term care.
坟墓啊。
Maybe even a morgue.
流浪汉呢 ？Homeless 啊。
Some homeless people.
听到这里，你不用担心，我们 IYF 的行程没有刚刚讲那一些。
and do not fear. None of these are pit stops for IYF.
如果我们把这些行程放上去，大概都没人报名了。
And if we put these on our schedule, perhaps we would have less people here.
所以这个礼拜你们会玩得很开心的，不会带你们看那些东西。
So this week, we will not bring you to see these things.
但是只是给你们一个思考。
But something for you to ponder upon.
你平常有机会，真的是要去那种地方看一看。
When you have the opportunity, I encourage you to go to these places.
到社会上比较阴暗的角落。
Go to places in the world that perhaps are not as
当 volunteer 的
Go and volunteer.
我认识一个弟兄。
I knew a brother.
他读完他的学业之后。
After he completed his degree.
他就想要去做义工。
He wanted to go do a volunteer work.
那他申请去一个很落后的国家。
And he applied to go to a third world country.
然后当教会的义工。
And to help the church work.
他去那边呢，很震撼，被震撼到了。
And when he went there, he was shocked.
他说：“怎么会有人那么穷？”
And he said, "How can this possibly be so many poor people?"
怎么会有人吃这种食物
？And how can people possibly eat these things?
怎么会有孩子，什么玩具都没有，但是笑容还比我们那边的小孩子还大
？And how is it possible that kids there with no toys whatsoever smile greater than those kids over here in the States?
怎么会有人的信心是那么单纯？
And how can some of people's faith be so pure?
而自己什么都有了，但是常常都不满足。
And that I myself have everything, but I'm not fulfilled.
常常都埋怨父母，埋怨神。
And sometimes I complain towards my parents and God.
去一种地方做义工，哇，整个人的思想观念也有很大的改变。
And once he went to such a place to volunteer, then his entire mindset changed.
所以摩西他的长大，这是有很多的原因。
So Moses growing up, there were many reasons why.
但是如果你看24节啊，希伯来书他特别强调一个重点。
But if we look at verse 24 in Hebrews,
十一章二十四节，摩西是凭着什么长大的呢？11:24.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了。
He used faith to grow.
摩西喝什么奶粉长大的呢？吃什么营养的东西长大的呢？不是，他是凭着信。Moses.
So did Moses eat some kind of a nutritional powder when he was growing up? But no.
他的心灵是凭着信心。
But rather, his growth was through his faith.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们要求神给我们信心。
We need to ask God for faith.
当有这个信心的时候，我们就敢出去。
And when we have faith, then we have the courage to go out.
敢改变自己。
To go out and change ourselves.
尝试的没有尝试过了。
To experience the things that we have not experienced.
甚至有可能失败，但是你会勇敢。
Perhaps you may fail, but you are now bold.
要去尝试。
Go and experience.
有信心，离开自己舒服的环境。
When you have faith, go out and break your comfort zone.
有信心去面对人生的这个苦难。
By faith, go out and view the sufferings of mankind.
用信心，用神的话语改变你的价值观。
By faith and through the word of God, change your mindset.
那你的人生就不一样了。
And your existence will be changed.
在座的我们二三十岁，你说年轻也是年轻，其实也不年轻了。
Now, amongst us, we are 20, 30 something years old. And
对不对？
Even though this might be youth fellowship, we're not exactly youths anymore.
其实真的不年轻了。
In reality, we are no longer young.
所以我们要抓住人生的方向。
And we need to grasp the direction of mankind.
好好去思考。
And we need to think and to ponder.
为自己的人生计划，怎么样来过个最有意义又最能够 让神喜悦的人生。
And how can we live a purposeful life that is pleasing to God?
我们一起出来祷告。
Let us all come forward and pray.